And one couple in Milwaukee won $26,000 worth of prizes and had to keep them all in their tiny apartment. The husband woke up one morning and said to his wife, "Where are you, honey?" She said, "I'm in the Bendix washer on top of a Hudson drying the baby in a Hoover vacuum cleaner."
Berlin, Germany. Two Russian flyers made headlines this week by making a daring dash for freedom by crash landing their plane in the American zone.
Yeah, I hear the real reason the two flyers deserted Russia is that they heard a shortwave broadcast of Stop the Music and liked our way of sharing the wealth better. The two flyers are very anxious to come to America. They say they're anxious to become good humor men. Of course, they're not going to sell ice cream. They have a new thing. It's called frozen borscht on a stick. And General Clay flew all the way to Vienna to ask the Soviet flyers just one question. Do you like Jane Russell? He wasn't seeking military information. He just wanted to hear a Russian say yes.
Washington, D.C. All political parties went into high gear here as the strenuous presidential campaign reached its final stages.
Yeah, it's been a very tough campaign, and both candidates are pretty groggy. The president keeps seeing pink elephants, and Dewey had the DTs. That's delirium Trumans. Of course, political speeches have been crowding the radio so much it's very confusing. At 10 o'clock yesterday, Portia was facing life wearing Truman's glasses.